welcome you in this place. Shine your light in this place. Spirit of grace, help me this few minutes. Cause your light to shine. Cause our eyes to open. Cause our eyes to open. Somebody's eyes are being opened. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you very much. Choir, could you be seated? Guys, you just stay there. Play, stay on that. I don't know the musicians. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I know today is Hallelujah Festival Day, so we're trying to, you know, close service on time. Now, I don't mean to disturb the atmosphere, you know, because when there is a flow, I don't want to break the flow. But I don't want to say something that would excite us. But even when I say this, don't be excited. Don't shout, okay, because there's something about a spiritual climate, you know. Climates determine culture. Amen. Say climate determine culture. How people live. You see, atmospheres built up over a time create climates, and climates shape culture. What do I mean? If you go to Antarctica now, how do they dress? Or cold regions, right? So their climate affects how they dress. You see that? Amen. If somebody comes in here with sweaters, leather jacket, hats, you think we have a drama to act. Okay, you think, I mean, is this person okay? Is he sick or something? Because that's not, it's not consistent with the climate that we're in. Amen. So, I'm very careful to not disturb what we have now. But how many of you want to attend the Hallelujah Festival? Let me see your hands. Okay, stand. Let me see. Just quietly. Don't shout. You want to attend the Hallelujah Festival today? Now. Today. Now, one of the things I did was we reserved some tickets for church people. Because charity must begin at home. So, now, how many of you standing have had tickets already? See some, you want to buy and take another one? If you had tickets already, you've registered. If you don't have at all, let me see your hands. Okay, so now, those people who are sitting down won't be at the festival. You people don't hear English. Did I say how many of you have tickets? Is that what I said? I said, how many of you want to be at what? Now, so now they fail exam. If you will be at the festival this evening, whether you have tickets or you don't have, if you want to stand, let me see. You people sitting down, are you going to carnival? You don't want to come to festival? Sure. People are flying everywhere. They are looking. Meanwhile, I brought ticket for you people out of love. They do. Some people that are watching online will rush here now. Okay. Now, are we giving them after the service? Eh? No, some people may rush here now. Some busybody will just text, oh yeah, it happened here, oh yeah, come here. Bring 15 people, oh yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Okay, what we'll do, just sit. After service, don't go outside, okay? We'll give you while you're here. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. See how I love you people. I just feel like appreciating my wife. I say, I want to appreciate you now. Okay, if you are volunteering, you don't need tickets. So, okay, if you are volunteering, you don't need tickets. So, automatically you have. So, it's for those who are not volunteering and would like to be at the festival. We have some VIP tickets for you people. Amen. Amen. No, if there's any goodie, in fact, that's how I think. If there's a job, when I hear of a job, we look for people in-house first. The Bible says to show good to those of the household first. So if I don't find somebody inside, if I have a job to do, default, legal work or painting, I'm like, look for somebody in church. If there's nobody, then we'll go outside. That's how the kingdom works. See, that's how the kingdom works. Are you ready? Take your Bible quickly. Isaiah 11, 1 to 3. Isaiah 11, 1 to 3. Tell somebody by your right and left, say you are blessed. Say you have eyes and they see. You have ears and they hear. Let's read together. I want to go. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick. This is our focus today. In the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Amen. Revelation 5, 6. Holy Spirit, help me. Revelations 5, 6. One go. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into the world. Amen. But let me show you something apart from what we're sharing today that blessed me. Go to verse 5. This is away from our sermon, but something that, you know, a nugget that should bless us. Let's read. One to go. Go from verse 4, sorry. Verse 4. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. See, no man was worthy. And what happened? Verse 5. And one, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Stay with the Holy Ghost song. Then go to verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain. Okay, let's stop there. I think it was from Prophet Gideon I heard draw attention to this. He said, you know, and I wept much. There was none who was worthy to open the book and to break the seals thereof. And then verse 5 says, you know, behold, weep not, for what? The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, had prevailed to open the book. Now, it was the Lion who prevailed, all right, who opened the book. Say, the Lion opened the book. But when it was now time to see the Lion, who did we see? Go to verse 6. The Lamb, what? As though it had been slain. It wasn't slain. Go to NLT and read verse 6. A lamb like it was slain. You know, then I saw a lamb that looked, you see, that looked as if it had been slaughtered. Now, of course, the lamb was slain on Calvary's tree, you know, but in that appearance, it still appeared as though it was slain. What I saw from there was the person who prevailed was a lion. But the one that we saw when it was time to take the glory was a lamb. When we achieve things in life, we achieve with the tenacity, the aggressiveness, the boldness, the audacity of a lion. But when it comes to the glory, we must be meek as the lamb. We must be as people who have been slaughtered. You see, when a lamb is slaughtered, it has no life of itself. Amen. In other words, when people hear of your great works as a lion, when they see you, they shouldn't be able to tell you that you are the one that did it. Do you understand? There should be a meekness. Is this the same Pastor Nat that is everywhere? Is this the same Amanda that is shaking the world? Amen. People must see us not as lions, but as what? Lambs. When people approach us, when the news, and our glory precede us, and it's so amazing. But when it's time to meet us, we must be very meek people. I mean, people must be able to, feel like, there's almost a disconnect with the person whose works we hear and the one we are seeing now, because you are humble. Amen. You are like a lamb that is slain. Did you get the point? It's so important. It's so important. And that lamb was in the midst, was in the center of attraction, but yet looked what, like a lamb. Amen. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to be meek and humble and approachable and simple. That's what it means. Don't wear your money. Even unbelievers practice this principle. You hear of someone like a Mark Zuckerberg who owns billions. But when you see them, they're in t-shirts and so simple. It's in Africa that you have two cars and 6.5 million naira. And nobody can talk to you. Like Elemos. If you didn't get that joke. Even if you are three Elemos, you must be humble. Amen. Are you ready? Revelation 5:6. He says, he had what? Seven eyes. See, seven eyes. Which represent the sevenfold spirit of God. That's my focus today. I know we're going to look at the other expressions of the spirit of God. Knowledge and the fear of God. Counsel. But because of time, that was going to take me more time. But I saw something we should focus on, and then would complete that other part next time. Our Christian walk is about our sight open. Our sight being open. See, our Christian walk is about our sight being opened. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. When they say you are saved, it means that your eyes are open. Amen. That's what it means. It means that you have seen the light. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. I said, if the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from what? People who are perishing. Verse 4. In whom what? The God of this world has what? Blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So, our entire Christian walk is centered around just having your eyes being open. Amen. See, my eyes are open. And we shared last week that when we talk about the seven spirits of God, we know that by now that we don't mean seven Holy Spirits. We mean seven manifestations, major manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And we talked on the Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of wisdom, and what? Spirit of understanding. How many of you were blessed? And then if you came here on Wednesday, we spoke about by the Spirit, you know, walking in the Spirit. We shared how our entire lives must be dependent on the Spirit, that the New Testament life is predicated upon, you know, the life of the Spirit, that the New Testament life is a Spirit-empowered life, where the Holy Spirit himself, you know, lives the life of Christ through us, where the Word of God is written upon the tables of our heart by the Spirit. I won't go into that, but today, I thought to show us that when we speak about the seven spirits of God, we are essentially speaking about him as the eyes of Christ. Say the eyes of Christ. The eyes of God. The Bible says that, go back to that text, that, you know, these are representative of, okay, the eyes of Christ. Now, let me read this. These seven spirits are the Holy Spirit. They are not separate from Christ. We know that there are three persons in the Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. And they are one. Say they are one. Just as a person and his eyes are one. You see? When you are looking at me, I don't say your eyes is looking at me. Do you understand? What do I say? You are looking at me because your eye is a part of you. Amen. So that's what we mean when we say that the Holy Spirit, Christ, and the Father are one. Amen. One body. So the Holy Spirit is the eyes of Christ, is the eyes of God, you know, and he is God. So just like I've just explained, when you are looking at me, I don't say your eyes is looking at me. I say what? You are looking at me. Amen. If you touch me with your hand, I don't say your hand is touching me. What do I say? You are touching me. If you call me with your voice or with your mouth, what do I say? You are calling me. I don't say your mouth is calling me. It sounds awkward. Your leg is kicking me. Your heart is loving me. You see that? This is a good argument when people are arguing about this is how they're three in one. They are together and they are one with different dimensions. So the Bible says that these seven spirits are what? Representative of the eyes of God. Say the eyes of God. Or the eyes of Christ. So Christ and the Spirit are one. Amen. And in our walk with God, like I've shared, sight is one of the most critical things. Say sight. And I'm going to mention four or five ways that the eyes of Christ or the Holy Spirit as the sevenfold Spirit of Christ impacts us. Amen. But let me read some scriptures before that. Matthew 13:16 says what? Want to go. But blessed what? Are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Say, but blessed what? Are your eyes, for they see, and your ears. Hope you know Jesus is not talking about your physical eyes. Hope you know that. He's talking about the eyes of your spirit. Say the eyes of your spirit. Or what Paul calls the eye of your understanding. Ephesians 1:18. The eye of your understanding being enlightened. Amen. See, I have eyes that see. Go to that Isaiah 11 verse 3 again. Remember, Jesus says, blessed are your eyes for they see, and blessed are your ears for the ear. You see, he says, and shall make him of what? Quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not what? Judge after the sight of his ears, neither reprove after what? The hearing of his ears. Says, seeing eyes and hearing ears. Those are the most important components in your Christian walk. Your seeing eyes and your hearing ears. And the Bible tells us clearly that the sevenfold spirit of the Holy Spirit are the eyes of God. And through him we see. Say through him. Through the Spirit of God we see. Now, number one, how does it impact upon us, on us? Illumination and revelation, right? Illumination and revelation. The Holy Spirit impacts upon us by bringing us illumination and revelation. Say illumination and revelation. Revelation means to disclose. Say to disclose. And I want you to write down, to disclose or to unveil. Say to unveil. If you see that word in the New Testament, just give me a moment. Is a word which means to unveil and to disclose. The word apocalypsis, you know, the book of Revelation is the book that speaks about the end times, about the appearing, about the disclosure of things. It also means to lighten. It also means to take off cover. Say to take off cover. To take off the cover. So, the Holy Spirit in our walk with God unveils. Say unveils. It uncovers because, you see, there's always a veil covering. Just like the veil is covering the Jews. All right? They believe that, you know, they are the chosen ones, and that's true. But that veil has hindered them from seeing Christ as the Messiah. And it is the work of the Holy Spirit to take off that veil. Amen. And the person who does that is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because he becomes our eyes. Let's see Matthew 6:22. Read Matthew 6:22. The Bible says what? That what? The light of the body is what? Is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. That eye is the Holy Spirit. See, that eye is the Holy Spirit. That's why we sang those songs. You are the eyes I used to see. You see? And this eye is the same as what we shared last week, understanding. When you find people acting in a way, even Christians, that they shouldn't act in ignorance and doing stuff they shouldn't do. You heard the sister's testimony. For 5 years, she was in that relationship. You know, the Bible says that he who commits adultery, you know, lacks understanding. In other words, the person is blind. When people continue in sin, sometimes the sin that is killing them, is because they are blind. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that what are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded them. So one of the things the Holy Spirit does is to come to unveil. Say, to unveil. Say, my eyes are open. You are in church today praising God, serving God, because your eyes are open. Say, my eyes are open by the Spirit of God. Now, why the revelation, why the illumination? And illumination means to lighten. Amen. That there is light. That's what it simply means. That there is light. That, you know, you are not in the dark. Hallelujah. That's what it means to be in Christ. That you are not in the dark. That you are not lost. You see, when you are in the dark, what happens? You stumble. You guess around. A fall is imminent when you are in the dark. But when the Spirit comes, He brings illumination and revelation. Revelation for what? Number one, revelation and unveiling in knowing Christ. Say, in knowing Christ. The sevenfold Spirit of God, which we've learned now, is the eyes of Christ, is to help us know Christ primarily. Say, primarily. Yes, our eyes are open first to know Christ. Is to know Christ. Says to know Christ. Amen. Ephesians 1:17. Let's read it and 18. Want to go. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. In what? In what? Our eyes are open to know Christ. That's one of the key duties of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. John 12:40. This is how Jesus puts it. This is how Jesus puts it. No. Let's go to John 16:14. John 16:14. Before that, we'll still come back to that. John 16:14. He says that when the Holy Spirit comes, you see, that when He comes, He shall do what? The Holy Spirit's job is Jesus. His job on earth is to get us to know Jesus. That is His primary work, to glorify Jesus in us and through us. So what does He do? For He shall what? Receive of mine and shall do what? Show it to you. The job of the Holy Spirit in our life is to open our eyes to who Jesus is. Is to give us a revelation of Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus Christ. Paul says that I may know Him. The job of the Holy Spirit is not just to come and help us succeed in life. His job is to what? Help us know Jesus. See, help us know Jesus. And why? Because in knowing Him, we become transformed to the same image. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Let's see that. Let's read together. I want to go. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Go to the next verse. But what? We all. Are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So, His job is to come to help us know Jesus. Say, to know Jesus. The word know and see, I'll use them interchangeably to help us know Jesus, to help us see Jesus. And why to know Jesus? Because in knowing and see Jesus, we become transformed to the same image. That's the technology of the Spirit. We behold, we know, and then we become. Say we behold, and then we become. You can't become something you are not beholding. That's the principle. And to properly behold him, the Holy Spirit begins to unveil Christ to us. That's why the job of the New Testament preacher or teacher of the word is to preach Jesus. Say, preach Jesus. Paul says that what? I preach him what? And him what? Crucified. If we don't preach Jesus, the church won't be like Jesus. Amen. So the job of the Holy Spirit is to unveil Jesus. And you will see that if you are blind, you can't know him. Go back to John 12:40 that we read. He's talking about the Jews. He says, he had what? Blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts. That what? They should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Somebody can be in church for 50 years and they've not seen. Somebody can read the Bible cover to cover and yet not seen. Haven't you seen professors who know the Bible? They know the history of it. They know the etymology. They know the chronology. They know everything about it. The exegesis and hermeneutics and all of this stuff. But they are blind because their eyes, what? Not open. That's why Jesus said, blessed are your eyes for they see. Say, blessed are my eyes for they see, and my ears for they hear. Let's read that Philippians 3:10. It keeps coming to me. Philippians 3:10. Philippians 3:10. How is this person hearing Matthew? Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Want to go? That I may know him. In place of that no, put there, I may see him. See, I may what? If you have a concordance, it will show you that that word is an experiential knowledge. It's having an understanding. It's seeing him. Like I said last week, I see. It's an awareness. It's that you are practically aware that this thing is not head knowledge, that Jesus is not Bible story to you, that he's practical, that I may come to see, that I may come to know him and the power of what is resurrection. And what? Fellowship of his sufferings, being made. You see, when you begin to know and see him, he begins to make you. Amen. You begin to become. Amen. See, as I know him, I become like him. See, now it says, the more I know you, the more I want to know. Amen. There are some sabi people, woke people, who say that that song is not scriptural. That, we have already known him. I say, thank you. You have already known him. You can't even cast out headache. We are knowing him. When we get to heaven, we still know him. And become more and more like him. Hallelujah. Put the amplified. I don't know why this is coming to me. Amplified. Amplified. Let's read it together. One to go. And this, so that I may know him. Wait. Gradually. One to go. Experientially. Becoming more thoroughly acquainted with him. Understanding the remarkable wonders of his person more completely. And in that same way, experience the power of his resurrection, which flows and is active in believers, that I may share the fellowship of his suffering by being what? Continually conformed inwardly into his likeness. Amen. You see, it's a progressive walk. It's a progressive walk. And the one who helps us to achieve this is the Holy Spirit. And he does that by helping us see Jesus. as you read the word, as you pray in the spirit, you just begin to be more aware of him. It goes beyond your head. You begin to see him change your life in practical terms. Amen. Hallelujah. So, number one is unveiling of Jesus to us by the Spirit, causing us to be more aware of him. Check Matthew 15:14. Let's see what I have there. You see, the Bible says, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, they both fall. That's talking about the Jews, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, the religious people, you know, who know a lot of letters but don't know the truth. There are people like that. They know history. They know Bible, but they don't know the word. And we come to know by the revelation of the Spirit. May the Lord open our eyes. Number two, under revelation, he helps us to know things and situations. He unveils things to us. He unveils life to us. He unveils what situation. Mind you, I'm still on point one, so on revelation and illumination, but illumination of Christ first, helping us to know Christ, okay? And number two, helping us to know things. He unveils things and situations to us. 1 Corinthians 2:12. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Amen. You know things beyond the surface. Remember, the Bible says that he shall not judge what? By the seeing of his sight. Too many of us take decisions by what? Our sight, what you see. For we look not at what? The things that are seen. But at what? The things that are not seen. For what are seen, what? The things that are seen are what? Temporal. And the things that are not seen are what? Eternal. And the one who helps us to live like that is the eye of Christ, the sevenfold Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost himself. Amen. Let's read one to go. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know what? You see, he didn't say Christ. We may know things that are freely given to us of God. See, I have an understanding of things. If you had watched Hallelujah Challenge about 3-4 days ago, we were worshiping and praying when Pastor Pat was ministering, and the eyes of God, the Holy Spirit, opened my understanding and got me to know something. There's no way I could have known it. I heard in my spirit, I knew in my spirit, man, that one of our church members was in danger of death. I was praying and this, I just found myself calling his name, Sesu. I called it right that day because the Holy Spirit was the one that called it. I'm always saying Sesu. Before I go and call him Suya one day. I was just praying in the spirit, Sesu. And a knowing came upon me that the devil wanted to kill him. And we prayed for him that day. The exact same time I prayed for him was when his internet went off and when the thoughts of death came to him. We know things. We know things. Oh, it has happened again and again. I can give you counts where I'm praying in the Holy Spirit. And as I'm praying in the Spirit, or I'm just meditating, a revelation comes out. And we know by the Spirit. Say, we know by the Spirit. Ah, he has given us this ability to live this life, this so complex life, by his help. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 and 20. We have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. 1 John 2:20 says, let's go to First Thessalonians 5:20. We'll read the KJV and the Amplified. We know things. We know where to school. We know what business to do. I'm talking about things, life. We know what church to go. We know who not to marry. You don't judge by the hearing of the ear. Ah, everybody is going to Canada now. And that is the trend. Then he says to you, yes, everybody is going, but you are not going to Canada. Or you are going to Canada before you think that I'm always against people going to Canada. Do you understand? Say, we know things by the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:20. Are you being blessed? He says what? Despise not prophesying. Give me the Amplified. The Amplified. Amplified. Want to go? Do not scorn or reject gifts of prophecy or prophecies, spoken revelations, words of. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit brings revelations to us, sometimes through dreams, through visions, through prophetic insights. Amen. I can be speaking now on something else, and he's ministering a different word to you. I can even crack a joke, and that joke is the Holy Spirit revealing something to you. How many of you have had that experience before? Where I just said something in passing, and that was a rhema word to you. That's because the Holy Spirit reveals things. Say, he reveals things. Hallelujah. Number two, another thing that the sevenfold Spirit does is to give us vision. Vision is the ability to have foresight. I'm not talking about dreams and vision now, where you sleep and see something. I'm talking about that ability to dream and aspire. Amen. When you see sight, it speaks of what? Vision. Amen. Every time people talk about vision 2020, they use the symbol of the eyes. What? To represent it. Amen. Because vision is your ability to have foresight, hindsight, insight. Amen. Genesis 13, 14 to 17. Every child of God must be a visionary. See, every child of God must be a visionary. The sevenfold Spirit of God dwells in you. So you have the ability to envision things. And we bring things to birth on earth by the agency of vision. You cannot manifest what you have not seen. Amen. Before you know, he brings this, you know, aspirations to your mind. And you think it's just your mind. And that's the Spirit of God opening your eyes to some things he has called you to do. Let's read one to go. And the Lord said to Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up thine what? Thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou what? Seeth to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. You are not having it because you are not seeing it. Shut your eyes right now. Begin to envision a great life through the lens of the scripture. Let me give you one lens. Jeremiah 29, 11. You must learn to paint this picture in your mind. Vision takes you beyond where you are. That's powerful. Say, vision takes you beyond where you are to where you should be. That's the job of vision. Is having a picture of your future through scripture. That's vision. Having a picture of your future through the lens of scripture. Let me give you one lens. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So when the devil tells you that you fail, tell him, no, that's inconsistent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit helps us to envision. Say, the Holy Spirit helps us to envision. Are you being blessed? So number one is what? Revelation and illumination. Under revelation and illumination is to unveil who? Christ to us. To uncover Christ. To help us know Christ. Secondly, is to uncover and unveil what? Things. Things about our life. Things about other people. Things about our situation. Amen. And then number two, vision. Number three, direction. 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 See direction. Oh, yes. The eye there is for direction. How many of you keep walking if your eyes are closed? As soon as you close your eyes, what happened? You stop moving. You stop moving. You stop moving. The eyes of the Spirit is for direction. Psalm 32 verse 8. Psalm 32 verse 8. Direction and guidance. A Christian shouldn't guess walk through their destiny. No, 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 no. Our life is not, okay, let me try pure water business. If it doesn't work, no. Or let me try doing this. No, 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 no. You have supernatural guidance and direction by the Spirit. Amen. He's the eyes we used to see. Let's read Psalm 32 verse 8. One, two, go. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou should go. I will do what? Guide thee with what? Mine eye. My eye. See, I'm not confused. I should not be confused. I cannot be confused. Hallelujah. See, I have the eyes of the Spirit. See, I have the eyes of Spirit. I see. The Bible says that the word of God is what? A lamp and a light to your feet and your path. We don't guess walk through life. Say, we don't guess walk. No. Maybe I should marry her. Maybe. Who told you? You can know. Maybe I should marry him. You can know. Hallelujah. Say direction. Are you being blessed? Let's go to our text. Let's read some things from our text. Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. Verse 3. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. So you don't make decision based on what you are seeing. Based on data. Oh, I cannot start this business now because of what the economy is saying. Who told you? Have you heard from the Spirit yet? Perhaps this is the best time. We don't judge by sight. We don't judge by the hearing of the ear. And Jesus showed that. Remember the story of the woman in John 8 who was caught in adultery. He didn't judge by what he saw. He didn't judge by what he heard. See, I have direction. I have direction by the Spirit of God. Next is perception. See, perception. Perception. I like this. Perception. Perception. Let me give you what that means. It's the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through the senses. Perception. Now, the Bible says, he shall make him of quick understanding. That quick there, if you have a concordance, is not the word fast. No, no, no. Many times in scripture, you see the word quick. Quicken is to make alive. But this one here is the word to perceive or smell. He says, it will make him quick in the fear of the Lord. In the fear of the Lord. Having the ability to perceive and using the fear of God as a basis to judge matters. Write that down. That's what it means. It means, in this context, having the ability to perceive. Another word there is to smell. And using the fear of God as a basis to judge matters. Let me explain that. Being able to sense if a thing is good by the presence or the absence of the fear of God. Another version says that he will delight in the fear of the Lord. That he will delight in the fear of the Lord. In other words, will this thing I'm about to do, or will this thing happening now, please the Lord? So you use the fear of the Lord as a basis to judge matters. Amen. So it's having that perception to sense, you know, is God pleased in this thing I'm about to do? Will the Lord be pleased in this thing I'm about to say? If he's not pleased, then it is not right. In other words, what will Jesus do? So the Bible says that the Holy Spirit gives us that perception to be able to sense the pleasure of God, the fear of God, and use that as a basis to judge matters. Amen. In other words, something is only right to the extent that God is pleased. Write that down. Something is only right. You define rightness as or something that is good only in the context that it brings God pleasure and that God is honored. The Holy Spirit helps us to grow in the fear of the Lord. In other words, if it pleases the Lord, then I'm okay with it. If it doesn't please the Lord, so the Holy Spirit helps you with that perception. So you perceive. And also, you know, apart from perceiving the fear of the Lord, you have perception. A holy God, like Paul perceived in Acts 26. He says, I perceive that there's going to be a shipwreck. The Holy Spirit can train your perception to sense things, to sense danger. Hallelujah. You get on a bus and it says, come down. And there's no physical reason for that, but your antenna just came up. You perceived that there was something here. Many times we've gotten into trouble because we didn't heed to those things. How many of you have perceived something before, ignored that perception and paid dearly for it? Let me see. Hallelujah. Next, he helps us to make decisions. Decision. He says he shall not judge. That word there is decision. He shall not come to a conclusion after the sight of his eyes. He shall not pass judgment just by what he's seeing. Hey, this man of God, they said he stole money. And then, no, it's true, all this man of God, God will... You are past judgment based on what you heard. Somebody shared a testimony today about, I think one of the written testimonies, where I think she said she had a dream. The colleague was what? You had a veiled face. Now, she would have been in trouble. They would have judged her wrong. But you know, as a leader, especially for those in ministry, you need this dimension of the Holy Spirit. Oh, every now and then people come to you with, you know, especially couples. When you hear the husband bring his case, you're like, ah, this woman is wicked. Ah, women. When the wife brings his own, you say, ah. That's why the Bible says you hear what? Two sides of the matter. Jesus did not live life based on what he heard. Peter said, oh, you will not die. You won't go to the cross. That was a good thing now. Somebody's telling you, you won't die. That's a good thing. But Jesus said, Satan, the Lord, what? He said, no, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. He say, but that you do not savor the things that be of God, but of the flesh and of man. People bring good ideas to you. You have to learn to hear with the ears of the Spirit. A girl possessed with the spirit of divination kept saying to Paul, these are the servants of what? Of God, who show us the way of righteousness. You and I would have said, thank you very much. In fact, you make her a prayer what? Warrior, because you're like, you saw well. Wow, your prophetic gift is sharp. But she was possessed of what? A python. But because he had that perception, he was able to judge that this is not of God. And when he was tired, he commanded that spirit out of her. May God give us the grace to be truly led by the Spirit, to make right decisions. John 7:24 again. Judge not according to what? The appearance. Even a prophet missed this. He saw Eliab. He said, surely, this is what? God said, you missed it about 6 times. You look on the outward, but I look on the what? The heart. God says, I'm the one who tried the reins. Hallelujah. What a blessing the Holy Ghost is. Next is correction. He brings correction. Correction. Go to our text. He says, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of the ears. The Holy Spirit brings correction. Say correction. He will be an irresponsible Holy Ghost if he doesn't bring correction. He corrects us by convicting us. Amen. The Bible says that if you are not chastened, that you are not what? You are not a child of God. Because we are not bastards. The Holy Spirit brings reproof, brings correction. If you are here and you do what you like, whenever you like, how you like it, and you don't feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit, something is terribly wrong. You need to urgently seek the face of God. Because if you are a true child of God, plugged into God, whenever you go astray, he brings reproof. He brings correction. And sometimes if you stop hearing the inward witness, you see somebody coming to you after service. Hello, sister, please, I want to see you, sir. See you, ma. I was in a dream and God showed me. I saw you in a dirty gutter, somewhere like that. I mean, not all of those things are right. Some are perverted. But he will bring correction through leadership, through brethren, through your inward witness. Say, Holy Spirit, correct me. It happens to me. I'll get into one gist. And you know, because of your position, people will call you gist here. Hey, did you hear what happened in this church? Hey, now, wow. And they say they are serving God. And you talk, and when you are done, I'll just feel like a stone on my heart. I'm like, man of God, Nathaniel Bassi. That's the correction of the Holy Spirit. If you are watching a bad movie, watching porn, and you don't feel anything, your conscience is seared. When it's time to pray, come to the altar. Tell him, break me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we close, how we have this spirit inside of us. So why don't we experience this thing? We shared on Wednesday, because walking in the Spirit is not automatic. Say, it's not automatic. No, there is a part we play. There is a decision. There is a yielding. Let me just share 3 things quickly, how to activate. these dimensions in our lives. Revelation, direction, decision, correction, vision. How to activate the sight of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Waiting in stillness. Say waiting in stillness. We must learn to wait. By wait now, I'm not talking about prayer and fasting now. I'm talking about when we get into situations where we need to make decisions, just exercising patience. Tell somebody, wait. When they came to Jesus, she was caught in adultery. The Lord says this, let's stone her to death. What did Jesus do? John 8, he wrote on the ground. He was buying time. See, he was buying time. He was waiting. See, some things don't need prayer. They just need time to break. Some things actually don't need prayer. If you just wait it out, you will break it. That's a word for somebody. Tell somebody, don't rush. Don't be hasty. How many of you have rushed and made it? You made a decision because you were in a hurry. Just be calm. Give it time. If you look at that John 8, 5, 6, and 8, the Bible says, he answered them not a word. Because the Bible also says in James 1, 19, it says, every man should what? Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Tell somebody, be quick to listen and slow to speak. And also, as we wait in stillness, Psalm 46 verse 10 says, what? Be still and know. Some things settle on our hearts over time. See, some things settle. Oh, yes. In fact, even without praying, just being still. Because when we are still, what happens? When we are still, when we wait in stillness, we allow the Holy Spirit room and space to minister to us. And we put ourselves in a better place to hear and know correctly. When we wait in stillness, we allow the Holy Spirit room and space to minister to us and put ourselves in a better position or place to hear and know correctly. Tell somebody, be still and know. Oh, every now and then. Oh, Pastor Nathaniel, this church, they heard from God to invite you. Please respond, respond. We need to make flyers now. I say, let me wait. You heard now. Let me too hear. No. The committee says they have to bring their flyer next one. I said, if they can't wait, let them go ahead. Not every open door is from God. Sign the contract now. Sign the contract. Just sleep over it. Perhaps. Say perhaps. How many of you have slept over something and just waited and you saw that God delivered you? Tell somebody, wait. Say, calm down. Just calm down. Calm down. Calm down. The girl who was possessed was chanting, you know, this men are men of God. They are servants of the Most High who show us the way of righteousness. For a few days, Paul didn't answer a word. I believe he was just waiting. He wanted to test that spirit. The Bible says, test all spirit. Number two, meditation. When you meditate on the word of God, the Holy Spirit writes upon our meditation to bring revelation. I won't spend time on that. Then, of course, prayer. Prayer sharpens our sensitivity. Psalm 119, verse 118. Open my eyes. He prayed. That was a prayer. Open my eyes. No. Go to, is it Psalm 119? Is it verse 108? Open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Get the right scripture for me. That was the prayer of David. Open down my eyes that I may behold. Somebody pray, say, open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. When we pray, our spirit man connects better with the Holy Spirit. Our eyes are open. I think I've shared this testimony one time. Somebody sent a threat call to my in-law and threatened to kill him and said, I know where you live, I know your children. And this person was spewing the right facts, mentioned the address, mentioned where he was working. And when you hear such a thing, you become terrified. We're confused. Went to the police station. You know, we tried to track the person, but we couldn't. But my younger sister just stayed back on the bed and just prayed in tongues for long. As she prayed in tongues, she just mentioned their former gate man. She said, he's the one. He's the one. He's the one. And by the Spirit. And guess what? When we tracked the guy, it was the same guy. It was the same guy. What the police could not do, the Holy Ghost. What technology could not do, the Holy Spirit. That's the person we don't take advantage of. We have that one residing in us, the sevenfold Spirit of God, to bring illumination, to bring revelation, to bring perception, to bring direction, to bring what again? What? Correction. But, you know, we don't engage him. Let's all stand. Let's stand. Let's stand. Let's stand. That's why we sang that song. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Believers are supernatural beings. We are not meant to live the normal life like we don't have a guide in life. You don't know what to study. You are not sure where to live. You are not sure who to marry. You are not sure what to do in life. No way. Say the sevenfold Spirit, the Holy One, the Holy Ghost lives inside of me. Say my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I want you to pray those words. Pray in tongues. That there be a quickening. I'm not sure you heard me. I said prayer is one of the ways. Open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. He brings revelation. And we go up by revelation. The Bible says in Galatians 2:2. And I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation. And the one who brings that revelation is the Holy Ghost. In this kingdom, we ascend. We go up by revelation. And the sevenfold Spirit, the eyes of God, gives us illumination and revelation. Open your mouth and pray in tongues. We ascend by revelation. Can I give you 3 minutes? You may want to place your hand on your belly and groan and travail. I'm birth. We pray in the Spirit. Eleprodosi calibrados elegabelegade. Alina mandos capailo predina prados aluca by latina makaida. A laikitina prados sukeperli grananda pranantos. E calule prende super ilian to supre ilihida bali. Enke bina manta pratosuka alupre neme kule prene ikabaila oski prono prono supaila eleke bina prata supe enjupreke preno salila alai kaina pranato. When you speak in tongues, you tap into revelation. Illumination comes. You can get direction in the spirit. You can get instruction, correction. In Jesus' mighty name. You've done 1 minute out of the 3 minutes. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4. Another scripture on prayer. Another point on prayer. Let me give you a scripture. I didn't give you a scripture on meditation. Somebody sing something now. He says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edified himself. Please go to verse 3. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. That's the one I want. Give me that scripture. Verse what? Okay. Let's read together. One, two, go. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speak mysteries. Amplify. For one who speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to people but to God. For no one understandeth him or catches his meaning. But by the spirit he speaks mysteries, secret truth, hidden things. Remember I said that the Holy Spirit comes to do what? Unveil things. So this is the technology. This is the way. You can pray out a solution to a problem. Open your mouth now for 1 minute. You may want to shut your eyes. Shebeke parata. Shebeke parata. Get that lady for me. Rabantua Kabaine Reshe Laba Rakabaya Toe. Let me pray for you. Lema, lift your hands. Rokoba Shaba Kabatele Rekabaye Shawana. Lift her up. Roba Shawa Ikebaya. Come on, pray dogs loud. Lo Waime Sepe La Para Ishapa Loko Ikea Ale Awona Ifeka Aleba out of your belly. Let it flow. Power Ikebe Isaiah Power Ilemawa Ikepera Shapara Tilemana. Aha. Tie her on her now. Hey, let her go. Yeah. Pow! Lose her. Fire. Oh. Ekerebeyala. Shh. Woo. Aya. Eyama. Hey, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Yes. Move like fire. Like a wind. Blow over her. Amen. Keep that scripture. But by the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. He speaks truth, hidden things. Like I called out, Sesu, by the Spirit. You can pray out solutions. Pray out hidden things by the sevenfold spirit. We have seen it in the oasis so many times. We tap into hidden things. Finally, Genesis 24:63. When you meditate, you see. Genesis 24:43. Genesis Please go to verse 62. And Isaac came from the way of the well, Lahoroi, for he dwelt in the south country. Continue. And Isaac went out to do what? Isaac went out to do what? Meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and did what? Saw. When you meditate, you see things. Say, Holy Spirit, grant me grace to focus, to meditate, to mutter, to regurgitate the word of God. Teach me how to be reflective, to be a thinker, to be a deep thinker. In the name of Jesus. Finally, if you are here, you are not born again, Jesus is not the Lord of your life. You know that if you shut your eyes now, you'll be eternally lost. I don't want you to leave this service without securing your eternity. If you are here and Jesus is not the Lord of your life, you are living dangerously. So all you need to do is to believe in your heart that he died, and confess with your mouth that he's the Son of God, that he was raised from the dead, and confess him as your Lord and Savior, and you will be saved. Anybody here, eyes closed, heads bowed, you want to say, Pastor Nathaniel, quickly pray for me. I want Jesus to be my Lord. Wave your hand. Wave your hand. Wave your hand. That's right. Wave it. Wave it. Say, I'm tired of my sins. God bless you. If you are here, maybe you are having, you are in a relationship like that sister for 5 years or less. You need help to break free. Join them. Now, those of you who have raised your hands, come down quickly. Come. 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 Ministers, come and help me. Very quickly. Remember, I said, Christianity is about your eyes being opened. So those people who are coming down, their eyes have just been opened. If you are out there, you are not born again, and you are not coming out, it means you are blind. The God of this world have blinded your eyes. But I beseech you today, please come to Jesus. The light of God is shining. Keep clapping as they come. There's a lady coming. Your eyes just got open. That's what it is. Put your hands together as they come. We are closing now. We are closing. Ministers, go now. While they do that, thank God for the word you received. Have you been blessed? See, I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. I shall not judge by the sight, but I shall judge by the eyes of the Spirit. Amen. Give him a shout of praise.